I appreciated that song. I had thought of that song for quite a while, but it came as a real comfort to me and my heart. I want to talk to us today about Jesus. Oh, my heart is just full of joy about Jesus. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe He's everything that the Bible tells about Him. He's worthy of our trust and our love and our affection and our obedience and our faithfulness. That's just wonderful. I could be up here for hours, but I won't. But I just have a few scriptures about Jesus that I'd like to bring to you and bring on a little bit here at Health this morning. My first one is Revelations chapter 1. And this is John writing here, a wonderful revelation that he had there in Patmos, the Isle of Patmos, being taken away and put on that island because of his faith. That while he was there, he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Yes. And he saw Jesus. Oh, I just see my face. It's so wonderful. I just want to read start at verse 4 and read down to verse 7. There's a lot more, but I just want to read a few of these scriptures the Lord has inspired us with, and I pray that it will be a blessing. I would like to say first that I'm so glad to be here.
Yes.
I can't tell you what it means for me to be in your presence. I just never thought I would ever get to come. And I don't know, I guess, you know, you don't know what to do. You just keep looking to the Lord and your head. But anyway, the Lord worked it out for us to come. And I'm very happy to be here. And I'm so glad to meet all of you and older folks and the children and young people. My heart goes out to you. And I hope I can say something while I'm here that will help all of you. The main thing is I want you to want to live for Jesus. I have lived for Jesus in my life. I was just a young boy when I gave my heart to Jesus 54 years ago this year. And I've had a happy life. He has been real to me, and He can be real to you too. But you have to seek after Him. You've got to be willing to give up all and yield and let Him have His way. But if you will give all to Jesus and let Him lead you and pray to Him and trust in Him and obey Him, I want to tell you, you'll have a happy life too. I'm thankful for us. God bless you. All right, John to the seven churches, which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace. From Him which is, and which was, and which is to come. That's Jesus who He's talking about. And from the seven spirits which are before the throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. And the first begotten from the dead. First one to be resurrected to immortal everlasting life from the dead, Jesus Christ. You believe in that? You believe that He died and that He come back to life and live and He's still living today? I believe it, dear ones. I have no doubt and question in my mind. And I'd just like to get everybody else to just believe it too. And it says here, from unto Him that loved us and washed us. We were all need to be washed. Did you know that? That's why Jesus came into the world. He came because we were all filthy, dirty. We were all ungodly. We were all wicked and sinful. We were defiled and ungodly before Him. And He came into the world to give Himself as a sacrifice so that you and I can be saved, can be washed and made clean. You know how it is when you're dirty and you've been working and you just seem like you're just sweating and stinking and everything. It's a wonderful thing to be able to get under the shower, isn't it? And get all washed up, get clean clothes on. Oh, you just feel so good. Oh, dear ones, it's that way spiritually speaking. When we're defiled from this old world of pride and vanity and lust and covetousness and strife and envy and hatred and jealousy and malice and wrath. It's a wonderful thing that you can come and give yourself and obey the Lord truth and let His blood just wash you clean. Oh, dear ones, I'm so happy this morning. Oh, unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Praise God. Oh, I'm so glad for that. It says here, and has made us kings and priests. I'm a king. I'd rather be this kind of a king than over there, the king of England or king of wherever they are. I don't want none of those kings. I want to be king to reign with Christ. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, I could be a king with Him. You're a queen too. Yes, glory. Oh, I'm so happy. I know. It'd be a good time to just go on to heaven with us. And made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I say amen to that. Well, I want to tell you, He's going to have the glory and dominion forever, whether I say it or not. But I'm going to say it, because when I say it from my heart, I'll be with Him. Now listen to this. Behold, He cometh with clouds. Oh, dear ones, do you know the Lord's coming one of these days? Do you think about it? I think about it, I believe, every day. I think about the Lord's coming soon. Yes. This old world's in an awful mess. Yes. All the governments are all messed up. Yes. The leaders are all defiled. Yes. They're all full of covetousness and the love of money. Yes. Up in the United States there, we've got troubles and problems you wouldn't hardly understand, believe. I don't know. It's just awful. And you know what gives me comfort, consolation? I know Jesus is coming someday. It's not going to get any better. No. Oh, see, say, oh, we'll get this man in the office and he'll straighten everything out. Oh, he'll make it all worse than that. No, it's not going to get any better. And Jesus is coming, though. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye is going to see Him. Woo! Lord, help us today. Children, young people, are you ready to meet Him? Oh, if you're not ready to meet Him, you need to be down at this altar, down on your knees, calling on Him. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. What else? All they also which pierced Him. The people that nailed Him on the cross. The people that condemned Him. The people that wanted Him to die. That hated Him of the Jews. Supposed to be God's people. Those people are going to see Him. But it'll be too late. It'll be too late. We need to open our eyes now and see Him as He is. We need to see Him and understand Him as the Savior, as the Holy King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and give our hearts to Him, bow down and worship Him like the Apostle Paul. You know the Apostle Paul, how he hated the people of Jesus, how he didn't like Jesus. He didn't believe Jesus was an imposter. He was a falsity. He didn't believe in that, and he's doing all he could to stamp that name out and to kill and to hurt his people. But what happened? What happened to Paul, Saul of Tarsus, as he was on his way to Damascus to persecute the more of the people of Jesus while he was going, and he wasn't very far off from there, and all of a sudden a great light shone down upon him from above and smote him down. And as he lay there, he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" He said, "I am Jesus whom you persecute. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." You know what he said then? I believe right then that man Saul realized he was wrong. He is persecuting the Son of God. And you know what he said? "Lord, what do you want me to do?" To me, that was something we all need to say. We need to surrender. You know what a surrender means? Give up. Don't try to fight it no more. Don't try to resist it no more. Don't let anything hinder you. That was a wonderful song. "Don't let nothing hinder me." Oh, dear ones. I just pray the Lord to help us. He cometh with clouds. Every eye is going to see him. People that don't believe in him, that scoff at him. People that want to live their own selfish, lustful life, they'll see him. He'll be there. Every eye. Every eye is going to see him. He comes in the clouds of heaven. He comes with power and great glory. You know what's going to happen to this old world when he comes in glory? You know what's going to happen to it? It's going to melt away like nothing. All this that you're looking at, these trees, these mountains, these hills, these highways, these cars, these trucks, these airplanes, it's all going to just like that. He cometh with clouds, and every eye is going to see him. They that pierced him will see him, and they, let's see, how does it say, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Oh, Lord, help us. Jesus is coming soon. I wouldn't be surprised if he'd come today. I just love for him to come while I'm up here preaching his word. I just love that. I'd be ready. Just whoo, go on up to me. I tell you, dear one, this is real. And the older I get, the more real it is. I'm not a young man anymore. I'm an old man. I'm young in spirit. I'm happy in my soul. But I'm old in my body. My old body is wearing out. But I'll tell you, my spirit is really in touch with God. I'm so glad that I found Him when I was young. Boys and girls, let me impress your mind. Now's the time for you to seek after and find Jesus. Don't wait till you're old. You may not ever do it. I know of people that were young like me and my age, and a lot of them, most of them, absolutely most of them that I knew back when I was a young person. Not all of them, thank God, there's a few. But most of them did not do what I did. And today, a lot of them are already gone into eternity. And a lot of them are just living such sad, pitiful lives. It's awful. It doesn't pay to go against Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It doesn't pay. Now I want to read a little more in 1 Peter, if you don't mind. 1 Peter 1 and 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." It was God that sent Jesus into the world. He was the Father of Jesus Christ. Jesus was a son of a virgin girl, a young woman. She wasn't married. She was engaged to be married, but she hadn't got married. And the angel visited her. You find it in the first chapter of Luke. Read that. That's good. That's wonderful. The angel told her, says, "Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. You're going to conceive in your womb and you're going to bring forth a child. And you shall call his name Jesus."
Amen.
He'll save his people.
Yes.
And he's going, his kingdom will never end.
Amen.
And Mary says, "How can this be? I know not a man. Not married yet."
Amen.
The angel says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
Yes.
The power of the highest will overshadow you. And that little baby that will be born of you will be called the Son of God."
Amen.
Oh, dear ones, I love to read about that. And Mary, she said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord,
Amen.
Be it unto me according to your word." She believed it. She accepted it.
Amen.
And the Lord blessed her, and little Jesus was born. He is a little baby, just like little babies we enjoy.
Amen.
Jesus was a little baby, but he was the Son of God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus was born as a little baby. He grew up as a little boy. And he come out when he was grown. And God blessed him. And he was baptized by John in the river Jordan. The Holy Spirit came down. And a voice spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son.
Praise the Lord.
In whom I'm well pleased."
Yes.
Oh, yes. And then he went forth preaching.
Yes.
And serving his Father. And then he ended up giving his life and yielding and letting them take him out and kill him. He didn't try to stop him.
Yes.
He could have stopped him.
Amen.
He could have stopped him right now. He could have called for 12 legions of angels
Amen.
To come and get him out of all that.
Yes.
But he says, "How can the scriptures be fulfilled?"
Yes.
He just let them do it. They came and they took him. And they made a mock trial and they laughed at him and scorned him and slapped him
Amen.
And spit in his face. He just let him do it.
Yes.
He didn't try to stand up for himself.
Amen.
That's my Jesus. Now I want to be like him too. I don't want to stand up for self.
Amen.
I don't want to go after my own ways.
Yes.
I want to let him have it. Somebody's going to come out and shoot me and kill me. Let him do it.
Praise the Lord.
I've got something better coming on.
That's
right. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, dear one, Jesus is wonderful. And he died. He died on that cross. He gave up the spirit.
Amen.
"Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." He,
yes.
he died.
Yes.
They took him down, put him in the tomb.
Yes.
The Jews, they thought they had him. Ha, ha, ha. We got rid of that fellow.
Amen.
But you know what happened on the third morning?
Jesus.
That old tomb was empty.
Yes,
they came to put some stuff on his body and embalm him and all, but put some spices and everything. But the angel come, roll the stone away, and the angel says, "You seek for Jesus. He's risen. He's not here."
Yes.
Remember what he told you?
Yes.
And he began to reveal himself to his disciples. For 40 days he walked
Amen.
Among them and doing and teaching them and about them, telling them what to do. And then on that day, as they stood out there on the Mount of Olives, as they was a good group of them there, and he's talking to them, all of a sudden he just started going up.
Amen.
Oh, I'd love to have seen that.
Yes.
He started going up. I believe it's so. He went on up. They watched him as he went on up, and a cloud
Amen.
Received him out of their sight.
Yes.
And then two angels come down and they said, "You men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up here?
Amen.
This same Jesus whom you see going up into heaven will someday come in like manner as you see him." Oh, dear ones, Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
He's coming. I want to be with him. I want to see him. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope.
Amen.
A living hope. A real hope.
Yes.
something beyond this old fleeting world.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, may the Lord help us. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, by His resurrection, we can be resurrected.
Amen.
If you'll follow Him. Now, you can't have this if you don't follow Him and partake of His cross and suffering.
Amen.
And things go the way that the Lord... You can't partake of it.
Yes.
You might profess it and talk it real big, but if you don't follow Him in humility and submission to God,
Amen.
In faith and love and all the good things that goes along, you can have it if you'll do that.
Yes.
It says, we've begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away. Don't you want that kind of an inheritance? How would you like to have some fella in this old world write you a letter and say, I'm sending you $50 million. Wouldn't that be nice? No. That would be a bad thing. I wouldn't want it. But here is an inheritance.
Yes.
An inheritance incorruptible. That means it won't ever fade away. This old $1 billion in the banks and bonds and all this stuff.
It's
going to all fade out.
It
ain't worth anything.
Yes.
It's just a big bunch of nonsense.
Amen.
Ah, well, we have to have a little money to buy things, do things. Lord takes care of that.
Yes.
But that's not what our hearts are set on.
Yes.
Our hearts are set on an incorruptible inheritance that doesn't fade away.
Amen.
And listen, what does it say? Revealed and reserved in heaven for you.
Amen.
And it tells who that is for you. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. It's for us. If we will let Him keep us and get rid of the world in our hearts and get ourselves down in humility and love and faith and purity, and we can be kept by the power of God right all down through the years of our life.
Praise the Lord.
And ready to be revealed in that last day.
Yes.
Oh, dear ones, that last day. Jesus spoke about it.
Amen.
In the last day.
Praise
the Lord. Oh, yes. Like we had a little bit of it in the Sunday school lesson. And Martha said, "Why? We know Lazarus will, he'll be resurrected in the last day."
Amen.
But Jesus says, I am the resurrection.
Praise the Lord.
And we can be resurrected now in our hearts. And then in that last day, He will resurrect us and bring us out. Oh, may the Lord help us. I tell you, it pays to serve Jesus. It does. It pays to serve Jesus. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. Yes, I'm going to tell you. You live for the Lord, and you'll have trials and hard places. It won't always be a humpy-dumpy. No, it'll be hard places.
Amen.
But it says here, if need be. Well, it needs to be.
Amen.
We need to go through and need to prove our faithfulness.
Yes.
By going through trials and hard places. If need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation.
Amen.
There are times when it's heavy and it's hard.
Yes.
Oh, I've had awful hard times. Awful hard battles. Awful hard trials. But I tell you, I just keep holding on. The Lord
praise
just
the
keep
Lord.
Bringing me through. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise
that
the
trial of your faith, being much more precious than a gold that perishes. Oh, my Lord. I'd rather go through these fiery trials and have some of that spiritual gold in my soul than have all the gold that the earth is.
I don't,
what is it? $1,000 an ounce now? Who knows? I don't know. Don't mean anything.
Amen.
This is all going to perish in it.
Yes.
But here's some gold that will never perish.
Praise
it says,
Lord.
More precious than a gold that perisheth, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. If
Amen.
We'll be faithful If you'll live for the Lord, when He comes, He will accept you and bring you out and resurrect your body and change it to immortality.
Yes.
And then you can be with Him and all His saints in a lot better world than this far. Oh, praise God. Listen. Whom having not seen, ye love.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
You don't have to see Him with these old fleeting mortal eyes. You see Him in the Spirit.
Yes.
Whom having not seen, ye love. How can you love someone whom you haven't seen? Well, I want to tell you, you can do it because the Spirit of the Lord can reveal Him to your heart. So real, so sweet, so wonderful, so bright. Oh, did you know Jesus can be more real to you than anybody else in this life? And you haven't even seen Him with these old fleeting mortal eyes yet. You don't have to see Him. I don't have to see an angel to believe. I don't have to have a vision, an outward vision. I see Him in the Spirit. I've seen He's been revealed to my heart. That's the way the Spirit of the Lord does. I have not seen, on place 1 Corinthians 2, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Oh, by whom having not seen, ye love. I love Him. Do you love Him? Do you want to live for Him? Do you want to follow Him? Do you want to see Him someday? Oh, it will be so wonderful. Over there in 1 John 3, it says something like that. Let me get that right quick. 1 John 3, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. No, we don't know. We haven't seen it yet with His natural eyes. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall what? See Him as He is. Woo, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, dear one, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now you see Him not, yet believing.
Praise the Lord.
You just believe. You just have that. You just have that confidence.
Amen.
Oh, who was the little man that they told him, "We have seen the Lord." Remember that?
Yes.
Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas. He wasn't there when Jesus was with him that one day, and they told him, "We've seen the Lord."
Amen.
Except I shall see Him with my eyes and feel of Him and touch His wounds at all, I will not believe.
Amen.
And you know, very next time Jesus came in, that's the first thing He went to. Thomas, reach out your hand.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Touch my nail print on my side. Be not faithless, but believing.
Yes.
Amen.
What Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." I could just see him down on his knee.
Amen.
"My Lord and my God." And then Jesus says, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed."
Yes.
Blessed are they who have
praise
not seen
Lord.
And
Lord.
Yet believe. That's
praise
what
the
we
Lord.
Want to do.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Whom having not seen, you love. And whom though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable.
Amen.
And full of glory.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, how wonderful. One more thought over here in the second chapter of 1 Peter. Starting at verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, this is what we got to do if we're going to really live for Jesus. Lay aside all malice, all ill will and hatred, and you know, someone's done you wrong, you got bitterness, you know, your first chance, I'm going to sow him. You got to lay all that aside. It won't do any good anyway. You think you'll pay people back and get them back what? Do you think that'll satisfy you?
No.
That's a big lie of the devil. Yes. What's the best thing to do is do like Jesus said, forgive them.
Yes.
Even if they do it to you 490 times in a day,
yes.
Forgive them.
Yes.
And it says, if you don't forgive, how about that?
Yes.
My Father won't forgive you.
Yes. Yes.
But if you forgive, He'll forgive.
Yes.
Oh, may the Lord help us. It says here, lay aside all malice, all guile, that's old deceitfulness and lies and corruption, and hypocrisies, those just putting on a big show and you don't have a thing in your heart. That's, we don't want to do that. Lay that all aside, He said. Yes. And envies, all jealousy and envy and evil speakings. Oh, you got to tune down your words when you live for Jesus.
Yes.
You can't just say the first thing that pops into your mind.
Yes.
You can't do that. You've got to watch your words.
Amen.
Oh, one place it says, let your words be few.
Amen.
Lay aside all this, He says, as newborn babes.
Amen.
Desire the sincere milk of the Word.
Yes.
You know, a little baby. He's not in this world very long because He lets somebody know that I'm hungry, I need something to eat. Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
Your mothers and your fathers, you know about these little babies. I had them all. I enjoyed my little baby. Yes. I enjoyed them. And now I'm enjoying my grandchildren. And I got one little great-grand. How about that? You know, dear ones, we just need to be like newborn babies.
Yes.
Desire. What desire? The milk of God's Word.
Yes.
The simple truths of God's Word.
Yes.
And read it.
Yes.
Study it. Commit it to your memory.
Amen.
And then follow it and obey it. As newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow.
Amen.
That's how you grow in the Lord. You're just feasting on His Word and serving Him. And whenever service is, you're going to be there and you got your Bible and you're going to listen and hear what the minister of God has to say.
Yes.
And then you read it at home and you study it and you follow it and you live by it.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, dear ones, it says that you may grow thereby, if so be. Now listen to this. If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Yes.
I tasted Him. He's sweet.
Yes.
I've experienced His love. It's wonderful. It's what better than anything in this world.
Yes.
Oh, it's just so much better. I'm glad that I found the Lord. And I tasted, one scripture in Psalm 34 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How about having a taste? Well, how you taste the Lord is, you get down on your knees and you pray. Don't just say a little prayer and hop up and go out and have a big time. You've got to really seek Him with all your heart. And you pray and you just live for Him, and then He begins to bless your soul. I can remember after I was saved for a while, the Lord began to bless my soul. Listen.
Yes.
To whom coming? That's to whom coming? To coming to Jesus.
Amen.
You're coming as unto a living stone.
Yes.
Disallowed indeed of men.
Yes.
But chosen of God and precious. Now what does that mean? You're coming to Him as a living stone. He is a stone. Jesus is a stone, a rock. In this sense, that He is unmovable.
Amen.
He's stable.
Yes.
He cannot be changed.
Amen.
And He's good.
Yes.
that's what that means. A living stone, disallowed indeed of men. Well,
yes.
The Bible teaches that. You ought to study on that sometime.
Yes.
Psalms 118 says, the stone which the builders disallowed has become the headstone of the corner.
Yes.
And Jesus quoted that in the New Testament. And that was meant him. And he was disallowed of the Jews. He was rejected by his own people.
Yes.
And he's still rejected by the world today.
Amen.
He's still rejected by the worldly. Yes. He's still rejected by the proud and the self-sufficient and the ungodly. Yes. He's still rejected.
Amen.
But he's chosen of God.
Yes.
And precious.
Yes.
Listen. He disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house.
Amen.
A holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
Yes.
Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We offer up not animal, literal sacrifices.
Amen.
But we offer up the sacrifices of praise.
Yes.
And obedience.
Amen.
And they are spiritual sacrifices. Yes. Ye are a spirit, and it says here, build up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, that's a spiritual priesthood, offer up spiritual sacrifices. Wherefore, it is contained in the Scripture. Now he's going to quote from Isaiah 28 and 16. It says here, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, that means selected, chosen, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
Amen.
If you believe in him, you won't be ashamed, you won't be confounded, you won't be put to naught. But it says here, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so glad I found the pearl of great price.
Amen.
He is the pearl of great price.
Yes.
Dear ones, today may I encourage all of you, hold on to Jesus.
Yes.
Love Him, serve Him,
Amen.
Worship Him,
yes.
Be faithful to Him, serve Him, obey Him. He wants you, He'll be a Savior to everyone that will obey Him.
Amen.
You got to believe in Him, and you got to obey Him.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, I will declare this unto you. If you will really seek the Lord, children and young people, listen to me, please. If you will you do this in your life and be sincere and be earnest and mean it with all your heart, He will be precious to you all your days. And you'll grow from youth to middle age and on up, and He will be real. Just hold on. Cling to Him. And hold fast to the promises of God. May the Lord help us, is our prayer this day. I just wanted to share with you some of these wonderful thoughts that the Lord has so richly inspired my heart. Amen.